Anybody else?
To follow up with Greg, I guess, a couple things. Our credit rating was downgraded by S&P this year, which my understanding cost us about $1.5 million in potential savings from a bond refinance. And the rationale that S&P provided in the press release that I got a copy of was that it was due to the board passing for this year a budget which was structurally imbalanced. And my understanding of that is that our ongoing expenses continue to exceed our ongoing revenues. Is this budget proposed with everything we've heard? Is there anything here that would lead the public to believe anything other than the budget for next year will also be structurally imbalanced?
Well, we're not downsizing the government headcount. These are things that lead to that structural imbalance that S&P rates, uses to rate. I believe it was you who wrote an article about the things that we had talked about at the beginning of 2016 that weren't implemented. Security at the front door, for one. Different things that we have that we're not addressing in last year's budget or this year's budget. That's not going to be fixed by using last year's numbers.
I guess I'm confused.
Okay.
Was that a yes or a no, or?
It's not going to fix the structural imbalance.
No. So the structural balance will remain?
Yes. It's not changing. Change needs to occur.
One more thing so I understand this, so I can try to explain it. The previous imbalances were solved over the last couple of years through, I think it's been reported by everyone here, bond refinancing to restructure debt. And that created savings, and we used that savings to fill the gap. That now, my understanding is, we've exhausted that at least for several years. Is it fair to say that we are now withholding contributions to the county's pension fund to create savings to fill the gap that we previously were filling by the refinancing of bonds?
Yes.
Has the board discussed that with the union at all?
Not that I know of.
It was discussed yesterday and today.
With the union?
They weren't present.
Okay. Worker clarifying has no impact whatsoever on any union benefits or anybody's benefits.
Can it have an impact on how funded the pension is? The overall funding rate?
Sure.
So in other words, just to be clear, so we don't cause undue concern, everyone who's getting their pension, this will not affect payments that are going to retirees in any way. It will affect the overall, the board often, and I know we hear in pension board a lot, I don't want to use the word brag, but a matter of pride for the county is how well-funded our pension fund is compared to other locations. This will impact how well-funded that pension fund is. It will start to hit that. Is that correct? Am I understanding that?
At least temporarily.
All right, thank you.